Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m.
Central, as well as on Sundays for a half hour power on Sundays. All right, we got a lot of headlines that I'm going to bring to you, but before we get to those headlines, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are going through persecution all throughout the world. We have people being killed by ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, different terrorist organizations, and so we want to keep our Christian brothers and sisters lifted up because they are going through a genocide in various countries, and the media does not want to say genocide, but that's exactly what's going on in these other countries. Is these Christians are experiencing genocide. They are our brothers and sisters. We are our brother's keeper, and therefore we need to keep them lifted up in prayer. All right, we're fixing to hit these headlines. My time is limited. NHS to harvest babies' organs. Ghoulish proposal gives mothers pregnant with a damaged fetus an agonizing choice. Abort the dying child or give birth so body parts can be used for transplants. Mothers of children with fatal defects will have the option to give birth. Once the infant has been declared stillborn, doctors will remove its organs. Then they will be able to save the lives of other children who are currently being placed on 7,000-strong waiting lists. The practice could raise ethical questions while elevating organ shortage. For more of the latest on the NHS proposal, you can visit www.dailymail.co.uk/NHS. Now, what is this talking about? This is saying that the NHS, I believe it's National Health Society, if I'm correct. They want to say, for instance, they say that a mother is pregnant, but the baby is going to be deformed. Then they're saying that they're going to give the mother option. A lot of mothers, if they know that the baby's going to come out with a birth defect, they sometimes abort rather than have the baby. So what these people are trying to do is tell the mothers, well, instead of aborting, why don't you just carry the baby the full term? And then once the baby is born, what they claim to be stillborn, we could take the organs and harvest it. Let me say something. This is straight murder, okay? First of all, even if the baby would have a birth defect, God didn't tell us that we should kill them. Why? Because we feel like they're not up to par, okay? Second, to have a mother carry a child and then say, well, if it's stillborn, we're going to take the organs. Let me ask a question. What if that child is not stillborn? Would you really trust the doctor to say, oh, well, you know, once you had the baby, oh, the baby was stillborn? I wouldn't trust the doctor to diagnose a child stillborn because they would actually kill that child after the child is born just so they could get the organs. Furthermore, this is not an auto parts store, okay? We don't grow human fetuses just to harvest the organs. And after all, these are living beings. They are not it. They're not, just because they have a birth defect does not make them any less human than what you want to consider your normal person. This is evil. This is beyond evil. Now, the Independent, now this is from the Daily Mail. The Independent is saying that the NHS is denying it. So if they're actually going through with this is evil. I pray that this is not true. This was from the Daily Mail, and so they're saying that this is a true story. So we need to be praying against this kind of evilness because God formed us from the womb. And so therefore, it is no mistake when a child is born, even if the child is imperfect. All right. Moving on, Prophet Brian Korn allegedly stole predictions verbatim from psychic Cheryl Lynn. Now, yesterday I hit on this, and I said I was going to hit on it some more, and I posted a video on my Facebook page concerning these allegations. What someone did was they put a copy of the psychic Cheryl Lynn making a prediction in 2014, and then they compared it to prophet Brian Korn, who supposedly got the same prophetic word, the same exact word, by the way, he says from God. Now, does God give prophecies? Yes, he does. Does God got to steal it from a witch? No, he doesn't. Now, the witch, her, I'm not going to say prophecy, her prediction was done months before Brian Korn came out with his. The words he used was verbatim. It's like I take a paper and somebody else wrote it and I put my name on it and claim it to be mine. Well, we call that plagiarism. In colleges, they will flunk you for plagiarizing someone else's paper. That's why we have to have footnotes, end notes, bibliography page, whether you use an MLA or Chicago style or APA. This is why we footnote to make sure we're not plagiarizing. We give credit to where we got it from. However, Brian Korn says that he did not take anything from a witch. He says that witches take stuff from him. Okay, and then he also basically put the fear of God in people to say, well, you all basically cursed for those who dare to say he got this from a witch. Let me go to the Bible. I need to go to the Bible on this, and I'm going to talk about this a little later on because we're going to go to the Word of God and go in depth when it comes to prophets so that people will not be fooled. But so many people is following him. Now, there are some things, I've listened to a few of his videos, and there are some things I don't agree with, such as him telling people that, you know, if they give so much money, and one video was like, if you give money or something, then he would give you a personal call and give you a prophetic word or whatever. Let me say something, and prophetic words from God is never for sale. Nowhere in the Bible did God ever tell a prophet to charge for a prophetic word. Actually, when the prophet Elisha had told Naaman what to do to be healed from his illness, his servant tried to go get things behind Elisha's back. And Elisha had told Naaman that he didn't have to give him anything. However, the servant was greedy and decided that he needed to be paid something. So what happened? God put a curse. Elisha pronounced a curse on his servant, and his servant was cursed with leprosy. All right? Never are we supposed to God give you the gift of the prophetic, you're not supposed to be charging to give anybody any kind of prophetic word that came free from God, all right? Now, Brian Korn has this book out called Open the Vault, and it has a whole lot of what he claims is prophetic words from God. Now, one of the things that Brian Korn, by him claiming that this was a word of God, he said that in 2015, George W. Bush Sr., was going to transition out of here, die. That was the same exact words that the psychic Cheryl Lynn said. Well, she was wrong because George, as we know, he's still living, and so therefore we know that that was not a word from God that Prophet Brian Korn received, so-called received from God, because it did not come to pass. Now, if God gives a word and he says it's conditional based on, then we know it's conditional. But if you say that this is going to happen, absolute, and you say God told you this is going to happen, then God does not go back and forth. Now, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and read at verse 21 and 22. It's Deuteronomy chapter 18, 21 and 22, because one thing that so-called prophet Brian Korn said was anybody who come up against him, basically he's putting curses on them. Let me say this. Let me read this from the Word of God. You may say to yourself, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. So the Bible lets us know that any time a prophet gives a word that he's saying is, thus says the Lord, and it does not come to pass, then that was not a word from the Lord. Now, when it came to Jonah giving a prophetic word to Nineveh that if they did not turn from their wicked ways, they were going to be destroyed, that was conditional. They started praying and going before God, and God, you know, forgive us, and God did not destroy them, okay? But when you're declaring no conditions to it and you're saying that this is from the Lord and this is going to happen and it does not come to pass, then the Bible tells us, the Bible lets us know that it is not a word from the Lord. So for anyone who might be in fear, oh, I can't say anything about what Prophet Brian Corn said because he has put a curse out, you do not have to be afraid of him. You need to go to God. That's why it is so important for us to be able to go to God directly, because we have to have a one-on-one relationship, because so many people are being misled. Also, some things Prophet Brian Corn has been, people have gotten on him before, supposedly gave an STD to this lady. And so, you know what the thing is that you have to be careful. You have to be really careful who you're following, because if you a lot of people are following a bunch of, I'm going to say, quacks, and they are not of God. And so you have to be very careful and ask God, God, is this the person that you have for me to follow? Is this the person that actually given a word from you? I need to know if you are giving this word to this person or if it's not. And again, you can check that by going to the Word of God, going to God directly, and asking God to give you discernment. You need this spiritual discernment to know what to do in this time that we are living in. Okay, I wasn't trying to spend as much time on that particular subject. However, I did need to address it, because so many people in the body of Christ are being misled by these so-called prophets, and they're following these prophets by the masses, trying to get a word here and a word there. You need to get your word directly from God, because God is not going to charge you for a prophetic word, okay? So you could go to God directly. Okay, I'm trying to pull up my document with the latest headlines. I'm not going to be able to get through all these headlines because my time is running out very quickly. So I'm trying to pull it up. Just bear with me for just a moment, because this computer, I need to use the other one. This one. Okay, we're back. All right. So going on, Idaho pastor was shot after saying a prayer for Ted Cruz on Sunday. This is from TrueNews.com. An Idaho pastor was shot yesterday outside his church one day after leading prayer at a rally for GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz. Let's keep the family in prayer. It says Tim Remington was shot at least four times in the back in the parking lot at Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, according to Krim. Remington is expected to fully recover, but his condition is critical. So let's keep that pastor in prayer. You know, we don't know why he got shot, but keep him in prayer. American's hedge fund bankruptcy is only a matter of time, the nearest time. Amid economic status that claimed the world's largest paper economy is in marvelous recovery and the insistence of leading U.S. economists that the national debt doesn't matter as it is owed to itself, geopolitical analyst F. William Igdahl argues that the country is almost bankrupt and could be nearer the any of us imagine. So basically, this is from SputnikNews.com, and they're saying that while the economists are lying to the American people, we are almost bankrupt. And yes, that is true, because we have so much debt. I'm going to go back over this on Wednesday, because there's a lot of information here that needs to be broken down so you can understand the status, the true status of this economy. Well, you got people lying and say, oh, we're in economic recovery. No, we're not. We're on the verge of a collapse, okay? That's what's going on. And people might say, oh, well, the oil prices are going up. No, what's happened is that the governments know how to manipulate the numbers, because actually the price of oil, the price of gas should have been down further than what it was. But you do have number manipulation. Okay, I'm going to just read the headlines. China bans images of gay people on television. That's good. That should be done even in the United States. Thanks to the Republican Civil War, every scenario with Hillary Clinton winning the election. That's from Michael Snyder. Swedish liberals propose abortions for men. Now, this is in Sweden. This is crazy. They want to pass something that men can opt out of. Say, for instance, they get a woman pregnant. They want to have it where a man can actually get out of his legal responsibility for being a father up to the 18th week of pregnancy. That the final point at which a woman can choose to have an abortion. So basically in Sweden, what they're trying to do is if a man sleeps with a woman, get her pregnant, he can opt out of being the father up to 18 weeks. And that's the time when a woman in their country can legally not have an abortion after the 18 weeks. So basically they're allowing men to dump their responsibility. Okay, Ohio lost 112,500 jobs to trade with TPP countries. We don't have time to go into that. More than 50 people killed, including 8 civilians, an ISIS fighter carries out massacre on the streets of Tunisia near Libyan border. So ISIS is still killing hundreds of people. So they just killed more than 50 people and 8 civilians. Clinton wants to lecture Russia. Trump just wants to do business. And then it goes on to say a huge shortfall in security operations expert amid growing cyber attacks. And we're having more and more cyber attacks that's going on. NATO sends ship to Aegean to stop traffickers and refugees. All right, we have so much that's going on in the headlines, and we don't have enough time to go over it. But I'm going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 28. 1 Samuel chapter 28, and I'm going to start reading at verse 3 when it talks about Samuel consulting a witch. God had given the order for all the witches to be killed. They were not supposed to be near Israel, okay? God did not approve of sorcery. He still doesn't approve of sorcery. So all of you who go on to get your psychic hotline, you get trying to find out information, those who are into the I'm a Taurus, I'm a Scorpio, and all of that is witchcraft, okay? You trying to find out what your daily horoscope is. All of that is witchcraft. That is not of God. All right, so God did not want the witches. He did not like witches. He do not like it now. He don't like magic. He doesn't want any witchcraft, sorcery, anybody who participates in those things are in danger of hell fire. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3, it reads, meanwhile, Samuel had died, and all Israel mourned for him. He was buried in Ramah, his hometown. And Saul had banned from the land of Israel all mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead. The Philistines set up their camp in Shunem, and Saul gathered an army of Israel and camped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the vast Philistine army, he became frantic with fear. Okay, so Saul had been rejected by God because Saul was disobedient, and he did not follow what God had told him to do. God had told him to kill a man. Amalekites. Why? Because the Amalekites were harming Israel when they first left Egypt, and so God had promised that he was going to deal with the Amalekites. So Saul was supposed to kill the Amalekites, the king, the men, women, children, animals. He was not to leave nothing alive. However, Saul did not do what God told him to do, and so he had been rejected by God. So during this time, he was coming up against the Philistines. He wanted to know, was he going to win? But see, he was not getting a word from God because God had totally left him. All right, he asked the Lord, what should he do? But the Lord refused to answer him either by dreams or by sacred lots or by prophets. Saul then asked his advisors, find a woman who is a medium so I can go and ask her what to do. So Saul decides, well, I'm going to ask a witch. Since God won't speak to me, then I'm going to go ask a witch to speak to me and tell me what the word of the Lord says. See, the thing is, you got to be careful. When God rejects you, then there's nothing you can do when God rejects you. And Saul had been disobedient. Okay, so his advisors replied, there is a medium in Endor. So Saul disguised himself by wearing ordinary clothing instead of his royal robes. Then he went to the woman's home at night, accompanied by two of his men. I have to talk to a man who has died, he said. Will you call up his spirit? So Saul was going to this witch to call up the spirit of Samuel. He wanted Samuel to tell him if he was going to win this war or what was going to happen. So the witch says, are you trying to get me killed? She demanded. You know that Saul has outlawed all mediums and all who consult the spirits of the dead. See, there was a time when Saul was doing what was right, and he had banned all mediums and witches and those who participate in sorcery. But the thing is, now since he had been rejected, then he goes back like a dog going back to his vomit. And so that's what he did by going to this witch. But Saul took an oath in the name of the Lord and promised, as sure as the Lord lives, nothing bad will happen to you. Now, Saul knew that God had told them to get rid of these witches. So why is he going to use God's name and tell this woman, as surely as the Lord lives, then I'm not going to do anything to you? Okay, I don't have time to read this whole text because our time is winding down. But what happened is this so-called spirit that's presented itself as Samuel comes up and actually tells Saul that he is going to die, he and his son, and say that he was rejected by God. So this Saul got desperate and went to a witch because he was not getting a word from the Lord. Now, how does this relate to what happened with Prophet Korn? Could it be that he's trying to keep his momentum going as a prophet, and so he's consulting witches, psychics, sorcerers, magicians, in order to get a word to give to the people to make them feel good, to make them give money, to make them buy his book? See, I don't know about selling prophecies in a book, because if God gives you a word and then you go try to make money off of it, you got to be careful with that. However, you're not consulting a witch anyway, and definitely not using word for word, because God is an originator. The devil is the one that copies. If you get a word from God, you can guarantee God didn't go borrow it from the devil. He's just going to tell you what the devil plans to do. If you have not received Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I receive Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. We will see you again on Wednesday for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. God bless you.